Roots, ropes, and resilience. How One Trailblazer Inspires Through Instruction. By Kelly May. Melissa Levingy Ingersoll is a trailblazer in the tree care industry, both figuratively and literally. Her accomplishments span a wide range of interests, reflecting her dedication to pushing boundaries and creating new opportunities. Among these is her work in trail construction and maintenance, where she not only clears paths through physical landscapes but also paves the way for innovation and inclusion within the arboriculture community. Whether mentoring others, sharing her extensive knowledge, or advocating for sustainable practices, Ingersoll embodies the spirit of a true pioneer, charting new courses and inspiring others to follow. A Childhood in the Canopy. Ingersoll's journey began in eastern Massachusetts, where climbing trees was a favorite childhood pastime. Her love for trees flourished early, as she scaled their heights with enthusiasm. Life has come full circle for her. Today, people pay Ingersoll for the deep knowledge and passion she cultivated as a child. In college, after some meandering about and soul-searching, she made her way back to the trees, receiving a degree in forestry. Meanwhile, Ingersoll's identical twin sister, Bear, also devoted to the outdoors, double majored in environmental science and forestry, earning degrees in both. Together, the two would combine their passions for the environment and create an atmosphere that promoted safety, continued learning, and a healthy obsession of trees. Buticetable use dynamic dough. Ingersoll and her twin sister, Bear Levingy, co-founded and co-own the Women's Tree Climbing Workshop Register, WTCW, where they both serve as lead instructors. With over 25 years in the arboriculture industry, they share their knowledge and enthusiasm for tree care with students ranging from beginners to advanced professionals. Ingersoll and Levingy's workshops are not limited to tree climbing, though. In fact, some of Ingersoll's topics include proper chainsaw handling and ornamental tree pruning. Additionally, the WTCW is open to all people, professionals and non-professionals alike. They have had students from all walks of life, from ornithologists to authors to tree climbing professionals. Within their organization, the sisters welcome anyone with a desire to explore the canopy and experience the magic of trees. Natural educators. As dedicated educators, their approachable and down-to-earth styles make their expertise accessible to students of all levels, from beginners to advanced learners. Their twin connection definitely adds a unique dynamic when they are co-teaching their seminars. Ingersoll noted that while they each bring their own flavor to instruction, their similar teaching styles and ability to intuitively understand each other make for seamless collaboration. Their team often witnesses the twins finishing each other's sentences, a trademark of their close bond. To remain relevant as instructors, Ingersoll and Levingy familiarize themselves with the latest tools and techniques of the industry. She and her sister Bear aren't necessarily early adopters, per se. As teachers, though, they make it a point to understand new products so they can guide their students effectively. For example, Ingersoll shared how she advises students on optimizing tool performance, such as pairing specific ropes with devices like the Buckingham throttle. More than a matter of knowledge. Along with technical skills and knowledge, Ingersoll emphasized that great teaching requires openness. If you're willing to keep your mind and ears open, you can continue to learn from your students, which will help you be a better teacher. She recounted one transformative moment when a neurodivergent student taught her the importance of clear, direct instructions rather than analogies. The student expressed to her, "I need you to tell me in black and white exactly what the objective is and why I need to do it. When I need to know more, I'll ask more questions." This was transformative for Ingersoll, who tends to teach with visualizations and figurative language. However, she recognized that this tactic no longer worked for all her students and took the opportunity to learn from the students' preferences and expand her instructional toolkit. Tools of the trade. As a tree care industry giant, it is no surprise that Ingersoll has her fair share of favorite tools on the job. Throughout the years, she has collected quite a variety of equipment, but she reserves a special place in her heart for the pieces that are unique, versatile, and dependable. Among those tools is the Fall Timer Cube. A tough and impeccably constructed folding cube, the Fall Timer offers arborists a portable, space-saving throw line storage solution with easy loading, interior pockets for throw weights, and the ability to twist down to the size of a tennis shoe. It's often mimicked but never duplicated, she shared, declaring it her go-to item for throw line organization. It literally is the best, in my opinion. Another favorite of hers is the Kalimba rope by Current. I have so many ropes. My ropes have ropes, Ingersoll joked. However, the Kalimba takes precedent over all of her other options. It has a sweet balance of the right diameter and the perfect stretch, she explained. And the way it behaves between mechanicals and rope on rope with friction hitches, it is beautiful. Similar to her collection of ropes, Ingersoll owns a variety of chainsaws for different purposes. She even considers herself a chainsaw nerd. However, Ingersoll does not limit her affinity for chainsaws to just one brand. Instead, she owns everything from Husqvarna to Steel and everything in between. In terms of battery-powered saws, though, she praised the Husqvarna 540 iXP for its power and speed. "That thing's a rocket ship," she exclaimed, adding that she can fell 12 to 14-inch trees with ease with the chainsaw. Promoting personal safety and job security. Among the challenges that Ingersoll faces as a leader and instructor, she expressed that enforcing personal protective equipment, PPE, still proves to be a struggle in arboriculture. Whether teaching for a private company or one of her own workshops, Ingersoll and her team clearly state from the beginning that their tactics are rooted in safety. The hope is that after witnessing and participating in a culture of safety, students will continue to take PPE seriously in their own endeavors outside of the workshops and lessons. If you don't want to follow the rules of our workshop, then you don't have to be here. It's a choice. It's as simple as that, she expressed. While you're with us, we're developing a culture of safety, and this is what we do. Our PPE is on for the task at hand until there's nothing else aloft. Another challenge is that the industry is becoming increasingly more mechanized. From heavy machinery to software and apps, technological advancements continue to alter the face of tree care. Still, Ingersoll believes there will always be a need for the climbing arborist. The human connection we have with trees is so real that there will always be a need, she explained. I just think the need is going to change. Preserving the future of arboriculture. Looking to the future, Ingersoll hopes to see a push to plant a new forest generation in a way that is sustainable and efficient. In her experience, Ingersoll has seen the cycles of failure happen in the care of trees in her generation. Sadly, some arborists have wasted a tree's life because they were more concerned with hitting job quotas instead of proper and thoughtful planting. She believes we can do better as humans. If we call ourselves arborists, then every arborist should know how to plant a tree and do it exceptionally. Not just do it, she urged. Ingersoll's enthusiasm for teaching and learning is infectious. Her ability to inspire and her dedication to safety and sustainability make her a standout figure in the tree care industry. Spend a few minutes with Ingersoll, and you, too, might find yourself wanting to love what she loves, learn what she learns, and do what she does. Melissa and the WTCW team will be exhibiting at Arbor Expo Trademark 25 located at booth hash 854. They will be conducting demonstrations at various times during the conference where you can earn CEUs,